Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now. Hey there, welcome to episode 348 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon. I am so glad you're here. Thank you for joining me for this Diet Culture IRL episode. What are Diet Culture IRL episodes? Well, these are monthly segments that we get to hear from our hype woman extraordinaire, Colleen Bremner. She's on the Find Your Food Voice team, and she unpacks a specific part of rejecting diet culture that is just timely. And of course, this episode is getting released in December. So I know a lot of us are experiencing just a different time of year because of holidays and different kinds of get-togethers, seeing people we're not used to seeing, and lots of food, body, diet talk. And what can make it even more complicated is when you're experiencing grief, loss, different types of life transitions. So we dive into all the hard, murky stuff. And before we get to hear from Colleen as she unpacks this Diet Culture IRL, I wanted to give you a very, very quick book update. The Find Your Food Voice book is still slated to be released in January 2025. And I am knee deep. Actually, as I say that, I may be almost done with chapter five. And chapter five is a lot about making those first few steps away from moving away from dieting. So whether you are recovering from an eating disorder or you have been dieting your whole life and you just want to not do it anymore, those first few steps are hard. Like you may see like, okay, diets have never worked for me, or my eating disorder has not ever been something that really has helped me. But how do you actually make those first few steps? The working title of this chapter is Pivot, because it's just like, I always picture if I could just get you to turn your head a teeny bit in another direction, you can do it. You can do this. And so it outlines all of the steps that I would take clients one-on-one. When I worked with people one-on-one, what I would do to help them make those first steps to pivot away from, you know, using food to manipulate your body. So it's a really, it's a chapter that is, I don't know, say if fun is the right word. Yeah, I guess it is kind of fun to write. I get excited when I start to share with people this step, or that there's actually three different steps that I explore in this chapter, because it's concrete. And so much of rejecting diets is not concrete. It's so like big picture, and you know, it's something that's abstract, and giving you something concrete I'm excited about. And also working with people for 20 years now, seeing people go from before the pivot to after the pivot, how meaningful it can be. I'm just excited to share it with you. So if you want to stay in, stay in all the what's going on with the book, you can get to all the updates at julieduffydillon.com/book. And I'll also be sharing it here. So that is all of the book update I have for you today. And we are going to now hear from Colleen Bremner as she unpacks this month's Diet Culture IRL.
Welcome to December. Can you believe we're already here? I sure can't. I feel like we just had the new year. With the holidays right around the corner, a lot has been coming up for me with the end of the year approaching and family excitedly listing the countdown of days until we see one another. For me, December has always felt magical, like there's just a little more excitement in the air. It's also been a time where I can reflect on the year and think about what's on the horizon for the next year. Only there's one big time standing between me and the new year. The holiday season. There are so many things that come up around the holidays. Diet talk, grief, reflection on estrangement, boundaries, and lots of not so happy feelings too. I wanted to share a list of ways I like to move through some of these in my own day to day. Let's start with diet talk. This may come up with friends, family, healthcare practitioners, and the media, or even if you're standing in line with all your holiday meal ingredients and you're reading some of the headlines on the magazines. Blech. My first step is to recognize it. Sometimes diet talk can be really in your face, and sometimes it can be subtle. What's helped me is just naming something as diety and then moving on. Sometimes it feels appropriate for me to respond to diet talk by walking away from whatever's triggering, or I will change the subject completely. It's also helpful to set boundaries with people I'm with. That can sound like, I don't want to talk about food in relation to my body right now. I just want to have fun with you, etc. Or, hey, my body isn't open to comment on. Let's discuss something else. The best thing to do for you may look different than some of my examples. You know your needs best. The final tip/trick I'll give you on this is to be really intentional with your social media use. How much time are you spending on social media? How is your consumption making you feel? Why are you using social media? These are all questions I like to ask myself, usually right before the holidays. I'll do a 2-3 week hiatus into the new year and not partake in any social media. This helps me feel more present during the final weeks of the year and helps me to spend time doing other things I love, like cooking, reading, going on nature walks, and I know, not common, but organizing closets in my house. Something else I think is really important to name during the holiday season is some of the grief I experience, whether that's loss of loved ones in my life who I can no longer celebrate with, grief about what I hoped to achieve in the last year I didn't, and grief about needing to remove friends from my life to set boundaries to protect my energy. The first step here is the same as the first step I named above. I spend time becoming aware of the grief I'm feeling. Depending on your relationship with family, friends, or loved ones, it may feel good to share stories about the people you miss. If this isn't an option for you, lean on some other trusted support outlets for you to talk with. I like to light candles in their memory and include a place setting for them at the table. Finally, I make time to feel and practice self-care as I know I need to. For me, that looks like some meditations alone, but this may look different for you too. The theme here again is do what feels best for you in the moment. You know your needs the best of anyone. This holiday season, I hope you experience the season in a way that feels good for you, and I hope this Diet Culture IRL helped give you some ways to do just that. I'll be thinking of you and wishing you all the best until the next Diet Culture IRL in 2024.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Colleen, how are you?
Lily, doing good.
Thank you for this month's Diet Culture IRL. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to you and to you, listener.
Yes, we are so glad that you're joining us. And sitting with you as you're reading through your IRL, the big picture that I had is that what a fucking like roller coaster of emotions that... the holidays I think could be just for any human, but then also trying to repair your relationship with food in a world that has no clue that there's any issue with it. Like it just, yeah, a roller coaster was the thing that I thought of most.
Yeah. It's so wild. I think, I was sharing this with you, but it feels like one of those times in my life where, and it always happens, November, December, I feel like, where I just don't feel as centered as I normally do. Like mm-hmm. I have these like extreme emotional highs where everything feels festive and wonderful and I'm with family and like I've got all the warm fuzzies. And then like, I also have these really low moments of missing people who are no longer in my life. And it just feels like, you know, I don't feel as centered emotionally as I do throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Like your experience in December and probably leaking over into January of like trying to figure out a way to stay grounded, but then also not feeling safe when like trying to find those things. And obviously like meditating by yourself, I'm not necessarily talking about that, but just like, I don't know, scrolling through social media, hoping to just check out for a minute and decompress and then boom, hitting with a microaggression of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot. And I think that it's something we likely, most of us, I think, experience around these times too. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, I shared a few things that I felt like were helpful for me. Is there anything that comes up for you like around these times when you're feeling similarly?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot about in my current like state of like life transition, and you know this about me, I often talk about like past, present, and future, Julie. And whenever I'm making decisions for the next few months or next year, I think about, okay, what is the decision I can make that would make future Julie want to give me a high five, you know?
For, like, I love that.
For this decision. And, you know, one of the things that I did as I was like, as my partner and I were like figuring out that we were going to be separating is like, I'm going to have to really scale down like my responsibilities as much as I can. So I just need a lot of space. Like I need to feel my feels. And so, it's something at almost 50, I feel like I kind of am starting to like finally get a hang of this, like being a human thing. And that's one of the things is I really did a pretty good job of, you know, we haven't been launching PCOS Power, not seeing clients. Like, there's lots of things that I just am like, I'm not doing because I knew I was just going to need space. And sometimes it's just like not being busy. I think that's where I'm kind of coming to as I'm talking is like that busy, chaotic feeling, which for me is something that can really start to trigger things like anxiety and, then just get into all the mood disorder, fun times, being sarcastic. And I know that not everyone's like that. So for you, listener, you may enjoy the chaotic kind of like checking your list off and getting things prepared. I have a feeling, Colleen, you're probably someone who's like, oh, I got a list of like, let's put up the decorations. And that probably feels fun to you.
I have a lot. I have a long list.
Yes. So I guess maybe it's knowing yourself, right?
Yeah.
Knowing what feels good to you. And so for me, it's like having downtime. And for you, it may be like having a list of things to do to kind of keep you distracted, maybe is something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a really good point. I think it's also maybe the list is more, it's less about the distraction for me and more about like making new memories. Like if, you know, I have a list of holiday, you know, things to do, then it's like, oh, I can, you know, fill this kind of like hard spot in my heart right now with something like warm and fuzzy. And I'll think about this memory, you know, it'll be a little bittersweet because I'll be thinking, oh, I wish I was doing this when so-and-so, they're not here. And we're making new memories together, you know, but thinking about them. So it's a little bit different, but I think it looks different for everyone. Exactly. Like you said.
Yeah. Well, you know, you bring to mind for me, like something that is an important highlight as like a human being is we are very complex and we can feel many different things at the same time, even like opposite feelings. And, you know, sometimes when I talk to folks who are in the throes of grief during the holidays or going through something hard, feel like almost like thinking that's all that one can feel. And, you know, sometimes that may need more of your energy to be processed. And, but at the same time, like we can feel grief and build these new memories. We can feel grief and happiness. You know, we can do all that at the same time. But again, the roller coaster, you know, hence the roller coaster. which can definitely kind of provoke us to feel not grounded. And I think about like scrolling social media. For me, sometimes it can provoke that feeling of like a disconnection, but almost like a buffer zone to get grounded again. And I think about how we just can't rely on that, especially if you're trying to like recover from your eating disorder or recover from diet culture. There's just so much push this time of year already. Like it used to be like the 2 weeks before Christmas, or not before Christmas, like the 2 weeks of like leading up to Christmas and then New Year's where maybe a little diet talk would happen, but then it would just be full on after Christmas. But I was trying to watch the news a little bit this morning and like making the last school lunch for almost a week. I'm super excited. And I was like, what the, I was getting really mad because it was just diet commercial after diet commercial, like every different type of diet you can imagine already. I'm like, for fuck's sakes, y'all, come on, come on. Yeah,
I think it's all tied in together. And, you know, as I scroll social media right now, a lot of what some of my friends are posting are about their own diet journey and like, we talk about on this all the time. Like we are huge proponents of doing what feels like right for you. So I know for them, like this is what they need to do and they enjoy posting about it. But I'm like, man, I look at it now from a place of gratitude too, versus a place of like, this is triggering for me because I'm so grateful I'm not there anymore. Like I just, you know, I'll see things pop up about like grueling routines, like starting at 5 a.m. and like all these things. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that my ass is in bed at 5 a.m. and I'm not worried about like doing whatever is like all the rage, right?
Yeah. So like, there's like a, you know, we've talked a lot about like, grief and change already, but there's this like experience of grief when one starts to appreciate, okay, yeah, diets are never going to work. And so yeah. like mourning that, but then once that kind of has settled, this like celebration of like, yes. I don't have to like torture myself anymore in order to just do what I think I'm supposed to be doing. There's this like freedom that comes with it. I'm so glad that you said that. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially
today. It's like super rainy where I am right now. Mm. Yeah, this is not a day to get up at 5 a.m.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You know, something else with social media that you mentioned that I thought was like, oh, that's, I wonder if you did this on purpose or if it just is like, it just happened this way. But you mentioned like taking like a 2 to 3 week hiatus during, did you say it's like through January?
Yeah, I like to do it before the holidays start for us and then through the new year.
Okay. Well, because I didn't know if the 2 to 3 week meant like 2 to 3 weeks into January, because, you know, the third Monday in January is when most New Year's resolutions like just stop. Like people usually yeah. stop pursuing them on that yeah. date. So I was like, ooh, I wonder if she picked it because of that, or if it was just like by happenstance, or if you were including even before. But
yeah,
that may be something to, you know, for you, the listener, just to keep in mind if you are kind of preparing for January, which I know, and for us here, we are already preparing. We've been preparing for January
so ready
since
so
like winter. What, July? Christmas in yeah. July kind of thing. because it just is like the season to be all in against diet culture since it's just so powerful in January. But if you are wanting to take extra care with not being as exposed to diet culture, yeah, by the third Monday in January, statistically, most people are stopping their New Year's resolution. So there's like a move on, you know, there's like,
yeah.
usually there's a change in the type of advertisement. There's just a different focus in social media. So, you know, pencil it in your calendar. If you're going to take a like an Instagram break or something, maybe have it until then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
I always love my like hiatus. I sometimes, you know, when I'm in it, sometimes I'm like, oh, but now I don't know what so-and-so is up to, or I can't see like what they're doing for the holidays, but I also love it. And I'm like, you know mm-hmm. what? I can reach out to them. I can text them. I can ask them to send me pictures. I don't need to be.
Yeah. Or you could just like go onto their profile and just try yeah. to keep your blinders on and not go to anything else. Totally. Or you can get hacked like I was. And so then you just can't be on it anymore.
I got a text. The decision is made for you.
Right. Which I was like, thank you, universe. That has been so great in so many ways. But I got a text from my sister-in-law who did a screenshot of like a Facebook memory of like my 15-year-old daughter was in like her first like lead role in a play 7 years yeah. ago. And it like popped up in my sister-in-law's memories. And I was like, that's what I miss. I miss the memory yeah. pics, you yeah. know? But then I have people who can just send them to me. So no biggie, you know, yeah. no biggie. But yeah, some memories. And is there anything that you would say for anyone to keep in mind, like thinking about memories, like, is there anything that we can do to help feel all the feels and also, I don't know, just keep thinking about taking care of your own like self-care as you're like trying to battle diet culture? Is there anything else that's coming to mind for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone will move through this differently with how they want mm-hmm. to remember things and you know, create new memories. I think that some people, for them, that means like writing things down and looking back at it. Mm-hmm. I can say whenever I've written anything down, I never reread what I write. So it's Ooh, almost just a practice that's like, I get it out and then I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, it's out. I'm done. Like that felt good, but I never mm-hmm. reread anything. So that might be a good option for you. I think that I'm moving away from, at least in our own family, like actual material gifts and more into experiences than we maybe were like in the past or had done in the past. So that's been really a fun change too. Like, we've already booked this experience. My parents will be here for the holidays and we're all really looking forward to it. And it's something exciting to look forward to. And it's something that's tied to someone that we've lost, a couple of folks that we've lost. So it's like, we're kind of, again, adding that nuance of like, oh, we're grieving because neither of these people will be there who would have loved to be there. But also like we're creating these new happy memories and like thinking of them along the way. So figuring out what feels good for you.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where I may be. Some people may say, Julie, you're thinking too much into this, but I don't know. I tend to think that I when you're talking about making new memories and honoring folks who are no longer with us, like feeling the tough feelings and moving forward, I can't help but think about like, okay, so your relationship with food, you know, you've disclosed how you have worked to repair it and move away from diet culture, and like doing that work, knowing you personally, and then also folks that I've worked with, like, there's a lot of feelings and intense feelings, hard things to feel that you need to do. And, you know, navigating moving forward without food and relying on it in a, like a diet culture kind of way.
Yeah.
I think it adds a layer of experience with your feelings. I don't know if that makes sense, but like you just, it's not a, I remember a saying a lot of therapists say is that, my job as a therapist is not to make you feel better. It's to help you get better at feeling. And that's what I heard you say. That. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah. It is great. I like that.
Yeah. Therapists have great quotes. and I've had many a therapist say that to me. But that's what I think about like recovering from dieting and eating disorders is it's not feeling better necessarily because it's losing someone or going through hard times, it's not necessarily like feeling better, quote, because it's still like hard as fuck. And it's still a transition. It's still a change. It's still missing, but it's getting better at feeling like knowing you're going to be okay. And like moving on in that way. I don't know. What do you think about all that? I mean, is it like, again, I'm like, some people may be like, that's just a little too deep. But I also think that like our relationship with food is real deep.
Oh, it's something that I love about knowing you and working with you, though, is like something that I probably wouldn't ascribe so deeply in my own way. Like you eloquently said, like recapped kind of what I said. And I'm like, yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Like I probably wouldn't have come to that conclusion, but yet it totally tracks and it makes perfect sense to me that, there's, we talk about it all the time on this podcast, but there's so much room for nuance in this anti-diet journey. And I think leaning into that nuance is like such a strength. And I don't know if, you know, 5 year ago me, 6 year ago me could have said that.
Is that about how long ago the kind of like acknowledging diet culture, is that when it began timeline-wise? Okay.
That was when we separated, me and diet culture. We were done.
Nice.
Yes.
Ooh, the parallels with divorcing too. And diet culture. That's so great. Like being able to name diets as this like intrusive, oppressive system that's connected to all these other like really horrible, evil, oppressive systems.
Yes.
Doing that work. It does. It just, it's something that like we will utilize in other areas of our life. Other really hard shit, like losing someone special. Like, it's not going to make you feel better, but it's going to make you give you the ability to just to be better at feeling it. And our emotions are something that we like, we can try to escape or push down, put under the rug. I mean, I come from a long line of Irish and Polish folks who are like, under the rug people. But, you know, that shit just festers. So yeah, getting better at feeling it. So then we can like truly like, you know, be alive, be awake. So
Earlier, oh. too, you told me that feeling, you know, those deep feelings and crying is never a weakness. And I think it's really important to name that, too. I want to name that for you, listener, if you're someone who feels shame or feels a certain way about letting out that emotional release. I've had many friends tell me before, like, oh, you're such an easy crier, or you're such a, and I think for me, that's like, somehow like gets at like this shame for me. Like, it's not okay for me to like cry or feel a certain way because they don't cry maybe as easily. But I've started to look at that as a real strength and feeling like, oh, that just means I'm like feeling what I need to feel in the moment. I'm releasing it and then I'm continuing on. Like,
So
I don't know. I wanted to name that too, Julie, because that was, it was important for me to hear.
I'm glad you did, because I think about something I wrote about a long time ago. I think it's still on my blog somewhere, that food peace sometimes is sad. Like, moving away from diets and like naming the, I don't know, the over-promising of that like hopefulness of starting a diet, like really discovering how that's just an empty promise, how sad that can be. And so sometimes people will talk about when they're trying to like recover from their eating disorder or diet culture, how it feels wrong. Maybe they're doing it wrong because they feel so sad. And I think it is like a normal part of the process. And so for you, listener, if this is like the first year that you are experiencing holiday time and New Year's without being invested in trying to like, quote, improve yourself, you know, it may feel sad. And the other emotion, because you mentioned like emotions that we're not supposed to feel, or is anger too. Like whenever someone is moving away from all these ways of controlling their body, whenever someone would bring up anger in like a clinical session, like a one-on-one session, to me, this sounds so mean, but like I would be happy, because when someone is getting angry and feeling like that meant like they've processed through a lot of grief, they felt all that grief, and now they're getting pissed off. And there's a lot to be angry about, but also it's like a release. Like, there's a whole chapter in my book that's on this part. Like, once we start to get angry, which we're not supposed to, especially if you've been socialized as a woman, like we're not supposed to be getting angry and it feels so uncomfortable. But like when we release it, that means it's not staying inside anymore. We're not like blaming ourselves, or we're starting to not blame ourselves. So go with it. And, you know, talking about grief in the holidays, I know from my own grief experiences, there's been anger too. And so that just is such a like uncomfortable kind of connection with grief, but is so normal. So I know we need to wrap up, but like thinking about what we've been talking about is like, if you experience grief, if you experience a complex set of emotions during the holidays, just know your relationship with food probably will mimic that. And that makes you human, and that makes you a successful human. So go you.
Go you.
Well, happy holidays, Colleen. All the things you celebrate. I'll be thinking about you and your family as you navigate making new memories, and, you know, take care of yourself.
You too, Julie. Happy holidays, everyone.
So there you have it. I hope you got something that you needed today with my conversation with Colleen. And we hope you do have a holiday that feels the way that you need it to feel. We know there'll be some warm fuzzies and some cold pricklies mixed in. But, you know we can't really just say, we hope you feel better. But we do hope that you get better at the feeling. All right. So this is the last kind of typical episode for Find Your Food Voice through December until January. We're going to do some quick, not quite as nicely edited episodes over December, just some kind of mini episodes. So you can get some little quick bursts of Find Your Food Voice. And next week's episode is going to feature Colleen. So I look forward to sharing that with you. But take care of yourself. And I look forward to connecting with you in the mini episodes and also back in January. Take care.
Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Ready to join the anti-diet movement and take the Food Voice Pledge? Go to julieduffydillon.com and sign your name to the growing list of people saying no to diets and yes to their own food voice. The Find Your Food Voice podcast is produced by me, Julie Duffy Dillon, and my team of kick-ass folks. I couldn't make the show without Yelly Cruz, assistant producer and resident book fiend, and Colleen Bremner, customer service coordinator and professional hype master. Audio editing is from Toby Lyles at 24 Sound. Music is Fly Free by Hartley. Are you looking for episode transcripts? Get them at julieduffydillon.com, where you can also submit letters for the podcast, give us feedback, and sign the Food Voice Pledge. We need your voice to end diet culture. We literally can't do this without you. Subscribe to the Find Your Food Voice podcast to get weekly inspiration and education on how we can defeat diet culture and reclaim our own food voice. I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.